a long river, a wide river. There are marshes and rapids and waterfalls. There are floods. A man could get lost on such a river. So long, endless really, perpetually renewing itself from its hydra-headed source in the mountains. So many origins, but only one conclusion. The vanishing point.
You know, Miguel, I have never seen the river, but I hear it every day. It speaks to me like a caracara bird. Sometimes I walk up the steep banks to the road where you can look out on the river that stretches all the way to Obidash. And there I hear it very good. Unless, of course, a motor car comes by and then you can't hear a thing.
But how can you make the boats?
I see with my hands, Miguel. And I know what the river does to the wood. You see?
Yes.
You make good boats.
Thank you.
I want you to make mine out of mimosa wood.
Oh, you want it to last? 20 or 30 years with mimosa wood.
Yes.
Will I be able to row it too, Papa?
It will be a boat for one person.
I see. Oh, one day, Miguel, when you are ready, your father will let you row his boat.
Go now and watch them hauling in the nets. I want to speak to our boat builder friend.
Okay. When will we get the boat?
I will bring it to your house on the first night of the fiesta.
The fiesta?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Get Mama and Papa.
They can see it from up there. Don't panic, Miguel.
But they can't really see it from up there.
From our house, we can see almost everything on the river. Come on, supper is ready. Just one more. That's it. Good girl. There's more soup to get. Yes.
You're eating. I'm sorry to disturb. Is your husband here?
Yes. I'll be right there.
What's this about, may I ask?
No, please don't get up. I left it down by the pier. Come and see me if there's any problem.
Fine.
Hello, senor.
Ah, Miguel. Hello. I must go. My son is waiting for me.
What is all this about?
The boat, senora.
Do we have a boat, Papa? What kind is it?
It's a small boat for one person.
Where are you going?
Are you going to the boat, Papa?
Tell me about this boat, please.
Do we have a boat, Miguel?
Are you going to do some fishing? Is that what you're going to do?
Cecilia, you take care of your brother and sister.
Father, but...
Miguel, come.
I'll clean it all.
Will you talk to me?
I don't need anything.
Where are you going?
I don't need anything.
Thank you. I going out in the boat with you, Papa?
No.
Where are you going then? To the bank on the other side of the river? It is a good boat, isn't it, Papa?
You stay here, Miguel.
Okay.
You look after your mother.
Yes, Papa.
Now, push me off.
Goodbye, Papa.
Travelers along the river are quite amused. Of course, the people who live on one bank or the other are less amused. Mm. They are puzzled by the fact, I suppose, that he never seems to set foot on the shore, in day or night.
Is he a derelict?
I always used to say, my brother-in-law is an orderly man.
Yes, I've heard you say that.
You know, he may be fulfilling a promise.
I'll be right there.
Take your time. Where was I?
He may be fulfilling...
Yes, he may be, and this is not my idea, but fulfilling a promise to God or a saint.
Huh? To cover an illness?
How do you mean?
Leprosy.
For the sake of the family, yes, it's possible.
His food will run out sooner or later.
The boy said he didn't take any with him. I believe the boy.
Mm. Oh, shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to get this done before it got too late.
Where is Miguel? Surely he could give you a hand.
He's off somewhere. I don't know. Will you have some coffee? I don't have any wine.
The coffee's fine. Yes. Better, really.
I was going to make you something.
But... Oh, no. Nonsense, dear. You have enough to do.
Yes. Come and sit. Tell us what's on your mind. You haven't heard anything, have you?
No. I'm having trouble with the farm. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yes, I know. I've been thinking.
I'm sorry, I have to.
Please, whatever help you need.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we would be glad to give you a hand with the children.
Yes. We're all right.
We could look after the baby.
Yes. No, we'll manage. Will you have more coffee?
Oh, yes, please. Have you received any signal? Anything?
No.
I have heard that Miguel spends a great deal of his time on the pier.
Yes. I think Miguel sees him.
He does?
What does he say?
I don't know.
We should be going?
Yes.
Hi, Mama.
Hello.
Cecilia, come and give your uncle a big hug.
Hello, Auntie.
Aren't you going to say hello to your aunt, Miguel?
Hello.
Come here, Miguel.
Yes?
Do you see your father?
No.
He's a brave man. You must be as brave as him.
Who's there? What's your business here? You hear me? Who's down there? Is there someone in a boat out there? Can you hear me? Come in or I'll...
No!
Where are you?
Under the boards.
What's your name?
Miguel, sir. I live up on the hill.
What are you doing here at this time of night?
Well, I'm...
Well? Do your parents know that you're out here?
Well, no, but...
What are you doing out here?
Playing a treasure game, sir.
What?
I found some treasure under the pier.
I don't believe you. You're lying.
My friends aren't here, but...
I think you're a thief. Either that or a little smuggler. With a hiding place.
Ow!
Tell me the truth or I'll break your little arm.
I can't tell you. Honest, my arm.
Yes, you can.
You don't understand.
How about if we go up the hill and talk to your parents?
No, please, I'll tell you. My father's the man on the river. Growing. I bring him food. I leave it under the pier for him. Please believe me, it's true.
What's your name?
Miguel.
Does your mother know you do this, Miguel?
She probably does, but I don't think so.
I don't follow you, son.
She leaves food out around the house. Maybe she knows. Sometimes I think so.
Never mind, it doesn't matter.
Go now.
Sure. Sorry about the arm.
I'm okay.
But tell me, Miguel, do you talk to your father?
No.
How does he know when to come in?
I wait for him. When I see him, I wave. He comes in when I leave.
Oh.
Won't be too long.
Can't I come in?
No.
Mama!
All right. Sit here and don't move.
Maria, come and join me up here.
Oh. Hello, Father.
I'm glad you've come, my child. Let me say, I have heard about your troubles.
Yes.
He's been away for quite a long time now.
Father, I have something to ask you.
Yes?
I would like you, if you could, to come to the shore or to the pier with your vestments.
Necessary.
It has been 3 years now, Father.
Yes.
Perhaps he would listen to you.
Yes. Yes, perhaps.
Exorcizo te, immundissime spiritus, omnis incursio adversarii, omne fantasma, in nomine Domini nostri Jesu Christi, eradicare et effugare ab hoc plasma te Dei. Audi ergo et timme Satana, inimice fidei, hostis generis humanis, mortis adducto, vitae rapto, justitiae declinator, malorum radix, homis vitiorum, seductor hominum, prodictor gentium, incitator invidiae, ordigio agonitiae, causa discordiae, excitatus malorum, quid stas et resistis, cum sias Christum dias tuas perdere. Lucis Jesu Christi, Domini nostri, qui cum Patri et Deum Spiritu Sancto vivit et regat Deus per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Know that?
No. Oh, the one who built the boat?
Yes. Did you ever have a chance to speak to him? They say your husband told him the reason why.
No, I never did.
I see.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore. That was so long ago. Cecilia, Miguel, hurry along.
Well, let's see now. We'll do it like a picture. Children in front, adults in back, Cecilia and the baby in the center, and the husband holding the parasol over mother and child. That should be good.
Yes, that's very nice.
Father? Father? Father, can you hear me?
Hold the baby up, dear. That's it. Lift him right up. That's good.
You haven't known some, Papa. Papa.
How wide is it here?
About a mile. Downriver it gets wider. Then the delta.
Have you seen him very often?
Oh, only once or twice. He was far away.
Did you follow him?
Oh, no.
Where are we going now?
Just looking around. You can sit down if you want.
No. I'm all right.
Can you get pictures in this soup?
Maybe. Depends. The family's still around?
Oh, there was a little girl, the youngest. She died. Then the daughter got married and moved away. The mother and the eldest son are still here.
What's that?
Oh, that's nothing. All kinds of stuff floats down this river.
What are we doing now?
I'll show you where he is.
Where?
Oh, you won't get much of a picture. This is the marshes. He's probably watching us.
He's in there?
I think so.
Can we go in?
Sure. If we never want to find our way out.
Well, what about him?
What about him? He's lost anyway, isn't he?
I don't know. Maybe he's not lost at all. Maybe he knows exactly what he's doing. He seems to know he doesn't want his picture in the newspaper.
I can drive around out there some more if you want.
No. No. I'd like to talk to the mother and the son.
Sure. I don't think you'll get anywhere. You won't be the first one who's tried. Miguel has talked to people like you. Years ago, when he thought it might do some good.
So he's the one who's always standing at the end of the pier?
That's him. Do you want to talk to him?
No. Take me back to Obidas.
Is it?
I don't know. But you'll miss the rain. That's the way the schedule works.
You should be coming with me. There's still something left for you in the city, Miguel.
I don't need anything.
But what do you have here?
I have enough.
Enough. You don't have anything, son. You don't have him.
He's here.
He is nothing. He is on the third bank of the river. You think you see him, you see nothing.
No.
Miguel.
The bus is late.
We'll both get soaked to the skin.
Listen. Do you hear it? I hear it.
Wave to him, Miguel.
Goodbye, Mama.
Remember, you told me once that the boat was made out of mimosa wood, that it would last forever.
Long enough. Come in now. now. You don't have to do it anymore. Come back. I'll go instead. I'll get in the boat. I'll take your place. Papa, do you hear me? Are you coming in?
Oh, God, he's coming. Papa. No, Papa. Please. No. I can't. Papa. No. I can't. Dear Papa, I am writing to beg forgiveness. I have failed you. When I called to you that I would take your place, and you raised your hand and waved, I knew then that I could never do what you have done. I feel my life coming to an end. When death comes, I want them to put me in a small boat and push me off from the shores of this place into the river. Your son, Mikhail.
Homo quieranti comiter monstrat viam, quasi de suo lumine lumen accendat, facit nihilo minus ipsi lucet cum illi accenderit, requiescat in pace.
Between them, but the silence of waves and a sturdy boat for one of mimosa wood drifting perpetually towards the vanishing point.
The Third Bank of the River, adapted by Whitney Smith from the short story by João Guimarães Rosa. Featured in the cast were Gilly Fennec as the boatbuilder, Paul Soles as the father and as old Miguel, Cara Maliki Sanchez as young Miguel, Malika Mendez as the daughter, Marion Gilsonen as the mother, Stephen Bush and Barbara Gordon as the brother and sister-in-law, Richard Donat as the policeman, David Calderisi as the priest, and Ted Dykstra as the reporter. Casting consultant was Ann Tate with Catherine Kester. Original music was by Whitney Smith. Recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Bill Robinson, and the production assistant was Nancy McElveen. Series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. Musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. The Third Bank of the River was produced at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. I'm Art Cuthbert, wishing you good night.